You know, I was pointing out that this study and the way it's reported gives the impression that people who tend to be more liberal seem to kind of set the agenda and set the tone for America when it comes to moral values and ethical behaviors or behaviors. And so they made this connection between younger, less religious, and more liberal Americans are more likely to have lived with a significant other before marriage. And so they pointed out that, quote unquote, church attenders are among this group. And that's a fact that demonstrates the pervasiveness of the cultural shift. And so the way they worded that, they made a very, very strong connection between this cohabiting and cultural shift towards, you know, looser sexual mores and liberal ways of living. And of course, many of you who have been listening to my program for a while know that it is important to me that we be aware of what is true, what is true, what is true, what is true. And that even when it comes to forming concepts of what our world is like, that as much as possible, because none of us is perfect, none of us has all the information, and so we're going to miss things, and I understand that. But as much as we can, based on what we are aware of, we bring all the information that we are aware of to the table so that we try to at least try to give an accurate view of what's going on in our world. And so right now we're focusing, part of the focus here is cultural shifts, you know, what the culture is, and we're looking at, you know, the underlying message has to do with morality and ethics. And so, again, this very, very subtle way of tying liberalism to looser or less strict standards of morality and church attendance. Well, we know for a fact, and I'm saying we just know for a fact that there are plenty of people who attend church and they consider themselves conservatives. There are plenty of people who attend church and they consider themselves liberals. There are plenty of people who attend church and they consider themselves to be moderates. And amongst all of those three groups, conservatives, liberals, and moderates, many of them attend church and consider themselves practicing Christians. Well, I think that in order for us to be fair to our country, fair to the people of America, we should just be aware of and take into consideration what we know, facts that we're aware of that can maybe paint a more accurate and more complete picture of what's going on in America when it comes to our culture. Is it indeed the fact that, according to this study, more liberal Americans are the ones likely to have lived with a significant other before marriage? Does that begin to paint the picture of where America is morally, and even when it comes to our sexual relationships, and even more specifically, when it comes to our marriage relationships? I would say no. What they're saying about liberal Americans here does not paint a complete or accurate picture of where America is when it comes to sex in general and marriage in particular. This is why I say that. I have read off and on for probably over the course of maybe 5 or 6 years, including this year, interviews and studies that indicate very, very clearly that when it comes to swinging, conservatives are clearly the ones who are most involved in that. Now, what is a swinger? Remember, a lot of folks hear me say swinging and they know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of you don't. When we talk about swinging, we're not necessarily saying they find some kind of great, great, clean way to just have fun. No, swingers are married people who agree that on occasion, whether frequently or on rare occasions, but more than once, as part of their lifestyle, they are going to get together and mix and mingle with other couples for the purpose of swapping spouses sexually. So you all come together at this house or at this building, wherever you all are meeting, maybe six couples, maybe 15 couples. You all meet together at an agreed place, an agreed time, for a specified period of time, and you have sex with each other's spouses. We're not talking about an orgy that involves only single people. This is an orgy that involves married couples. And the agreement is, before they ever get there, we will have sex. We're going there for the purpose of having sex with other people other than you, the one to whom I'm married. You're having sex with someone other than with me, the person to whom you're married. They meet there for the purpose of having sex with other married people, just not people that they're married to, just not the person, rather, that they're married to. You have liberals, moderates, and conservatives who engage in this kind of activity, in this activity, swinging, partner swapping, spouse swapping. The Daily Caller, Psychology Today, I read an interview of a gentleman who is in England, who lives in England and runs one of the facilities where swingers meet and do their thing. He said the same thing that the Daily Caller and that Psychology Today says, that conservative Republicans are the ones who are by and far most involved in partner swapping, swinging. So what does that say to us about where our culture is, where this nation is? And he pointed out that the people who were coming to him, many of them are Americans. He knew, talking with them, getting the information, knew where they were from. And report after report after report that I have read indicates that without question, conservative Republicans is the group that engages in spouse swapping, sexual spouse swapping, more than any other group. So I just want to point that out. And remember now, we have plenty of conservative Republicans who are churchgoers. So you may want to really weigh this when you hear the Barna Group talk about culture and liberal Americans living together before marriage. And believe me, I am not saying or even suggesting that living together before marriage is a good idea. I really think it's not a good idea. But I also am convinced that that sexual spouse swapping is not a good idea either. And both of those have to do with sexual mores, immorality, ethics. And both of those help to define the culture of America.